Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Studio 7-3,
your avenue for thoughts and conversation.
Hosted by Artisan Drew. Listen, look, live, and say something. Studio 7-3.
What's up? Who are you? And what we talking about today?
What it do? It's your girl Remedy.
What's up, Miss Remedy? How you doing today? Tonight.
I'm doing
I keep
good.
Saying today, man. But I know it's nighttime. I'm doing all right. I'd like to welcome you to Studio 7-3. Glad to have your acquaintances tonight. Glad to have you on my line. Glad you're in the studio.
Thank you for having me. Already.
Yeah. No problem at all. And that was grinding that started us off from Ms. Remedy. Ms. Remedy Effect is in the building. Okay, Remedy, go ahead and tell the people who you are, where you're from, and how you got here.
Well, hello, everyone. This is your Remedy. I am from the Delta of Mississippi, Greenville, to be exact. I'm here tonight to discuss, you know, what I've been doing this past year, during the pandemic, my new release and all of that. So, come on, let's get it.
All right, then. Remedy, how long you, you have a very soft voice, you know what I'm saying? You got a very soft style. But it's also very like I like what you say and when you say it. How long have you been performing?
Thank you. I've been performing since my first year of doing this. I started in 2017. I released my first project in August of 2017, and by the end of that year, I was having my first performance.
Okay, your first project was 2017. Hey, that's like, what, 3 years ago you just starting this out?
Yeah, I'm going into my fourth year.
Okay, so what make you want to get into the business, to performing? What make you want to do this here?
Well, I know it might sound cliche, but it started off as a passion as a child. You know, I grew up in a home with music being played all through the day. Actually, I grew up listening to a lot of soft rock and old school R&B and stuff like that. And, you know, well, what wanted me to perform, you know, actually be a musician, was watching Michael Jackson all the time. And, yeah, he was my biggest influencer on music.
Okay. Okay, so you said grew up. So is your family, you have a history of music in your family?
No, I mean, there are some singers in my family, great singers, but no one actually pursues a career like I am.
Are you a singer?
I mean, I do a little singing. I'm mainly a rapper, hip-hop artist, but yes, I do do a little singing, yeah.
So why hip-hop over, let's say, a singing career? What do you like the flow better with the hip hop? Is it better, just a better flow,
yes,
or?
Yes, I do. It's the energy, like you can, you know, how we're able to express ourselves and also, you know, portray a certain character or portray who you really are, you know. But you can be, it can show how creative you can be with your words. Yeah,
I can dig it. I can dig. Does church play anything into your performing, you know, coming up? I'm just
the
asking.
Church?
Yes.
Oh, actually, my mom is a Jehovah's Witness, you know, so I'm not a Jehovah's Witness, but I grew up, you know, and stuff like that. But I never was in a choir. I've never been in a choir. You know, it's just in me, you know, to be a singer, a rapper, whatever, in music, because like I say, it's other few people in my older generations that sing very well.
Okay, so you are naturally gifted to do this.
Yes, so I am. I feel like you're destined. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I hope you hold on to it, and I hope you keep on doing it, and I hope that it comes through for you, and you get everything out of it that you put into it.
Thank you. That's my
you know,
plan.
Sometimes people put a little bit into it, and they expect a lot, you know, and then they expect it to happen overnight. So,
nah, it don't. Success don't happen for everyone overnight. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it also takes the work, the effort, you know, to get to where you want to be, you know. And on this journey, I have noticed that, and you know, so yeah, I've been consistent. Consistency is the key. Especially when you're doing what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? Because it's millions of people in this world that's pursuing a career of a hip hop artist, you know. And so, yeah, you got to be consistent with it and keep releasing pop music and get better with your craft.
Yeah, I can dig it, man. I agree with you 100%. Ms. Remedy, what's your new work that you have out right now? What's coming up for Ms. Remedy?
Well, as of now, I released an EP called Pressure this year, earlier this year, and I've been pushing it throughout the year. But I'm getting ready to release a new single. My previous single is Work It Out. I released that earlier this year, right before I did my EP. But I'll be releasing a new single called What You Want in the beginning of 2021, along with some more visuals.
Okay, I can dig it. So your previous releases. Okay, so how many previous releases have you released in your last 3 years? You wanna tell everybody about the releases and go ahead and let them know that they can purchase your releases or find you online. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Like I said, I released my first project called Applying Pressure in 2017. That's available on all the mixtape outlets, especially mainly Bad Pills, my mixtapes and stuff. I released an album called Blunt Talk. That was released in 2018. That's available everywhere. That was actually my first album. And Pressure was my third project I released this year. In between that, you know, I released a single called I Know. I have been out performing that throughout the South region of the United States. And so, yeah, that was my second single. I've actually had three singles so far. The first one was Power Moves, I Know, then Work It Out. And, yeah, all of those are available on Spotify, Pandora, all the major outlets.
And okay.
There's some new for y'all in 2021.
Okay, I can dig it. So what is Work It? What was your inspiration behind Work It?
Oh, everybody want to know that. Well, it's just Work It Out. It was actually inspired by my personal trainer. He did real good. He helped me real good to losing weight and getting my body how I wanted. But he always was very flirtatious and clean, certain things, whatever. And yeah, that's what inspired that song, you know? So, I mean, you can listen to the lyrics and, you know, kind of tell.
Okay, well, then let's listen to it then, Ms. Remington. Why don't you go ahead and introduce everybody to Work It?
Already, this is my song called Work It Out.
Work it out. I'ma put it down. Watch me work it out. calling, had his girls about to put him out. Yeah, I got that Aquafina wet wet. Have you sneaking out the house like a mouse snip bag? I'm a freaky bitch.
Yeah.
I do kinky shit.
Yeah.
I like to roll my blunt.
Yeah.
While I ride to Z.
Right.
I like it slow, then speed it up.
Speed it
hit
up.
Me from the back, then eat it up.
Eat
you
it
say
up.
You got a girl, but that shit over with.
Cause
once I put it on you, you ain't gon' want the bitch. Hey, watch me work it
work
out.
It out.
Say you wanna know,
what I'm all about.
What I'm all about. Hey, well without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Watch me work, it,
work
out.
It out.
I'ma put it down. Watch me work it out.
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 Out. Watch me work it out.
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 Out. Watch me work it out.
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 Out. Watch me work it out.
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 Out. Yeah.
Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. I'ma put it.
Work it out. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That was working out by Miss Remedini. What's going on with it? That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes, work it out.
So, Remedini, you got a personal trainer. So, do you still have this personal trainer? Or are you still working out?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm still working it out my own, but no, I don't have that personal trainer anymore.
Okay, I asked you that because, 2020 been one interesting year. You know what I'm saying? I started the year one way, and I have not done anything that I'd done in the previous years this year. You know what I'm saying? It took me this long to get to where I'm at right now. But as far as my body, I'm all out of whack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got to get that together. Like, get healthy as possible.
Yeah, I know, right? So let's talk about 2020 a little bit, man. What's your reflection on this year?
Oh, this year has been a trying year for everyone. I definitely think that everyone's faith was tested and everyone's strength, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And it has definitely strengthened me on all levels. RIP to all the lives that was lost this year. And I thank God that, my family was blessed. I didn't have any deaths in my family, and I know a lot of people isn't so fortunate to say that, So, yeah, this has definitely been a challenging year, but a lot of us got through it.
Yes, and I'm glad that we are all growing from this, man, this process of 2020, because all it is a process. So I'm
exactly.
Glad we're growing from it. So let me ask you this question. Where did the name Remedy come from?
Oh, I don't get asked that too often, but that name was given to me from a very close friend of mine when I was 18. That's who started me in the entertainment business. And so I was originally known as Remy Red. That's the name he gave me, but, when I got into the music, I dropped the red and just kept Remy. But, to avoid any future complications with the original Remy mom, I decided to change it to Remedy, because from what I'm doing and how I'm doing it with my music, I feel like that I'm going to be the Remedy for my area, to get my area known out there.
Oh, okay. You're going to be the Remedy or the antidote. You know what I'm saying? I can dig it. That's what I can dig it. I can dig it. So you're a Smokehouse Entertainment artist.
Yes, I am. I've been with them since I started.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. How you feel about your man, Mr. Scottie Pippen? Is he a rough boss?
Oh, no, not at all. Scottie was actually the one that motivated me to become a rapper, actually get into music the way I am now. My original plans in the music business was to manage other artists and promote other artists. And I met Scottie, and he saw my potential and heard me speak.
spit a few bars and, you know, we set up a studio session. I got in the studio. I recorded two songs. And by the time I was done recording those songs, you know, we agreed that I'm going to be an artist with Smokehouse. So, yeah, Smokehouse Entertainment is my home. Where I started at, he really helped me out a lot, you know, so he's doing a great job in pushing all of us. But no, he's not a tough boss at all. I mean, he keep all of us, you know, in line, you know, help us a lot on everything. Yeah.
Well, can I ask you about your creation process? Is it, do you write? Are you,
Yeah.
Do you spontaneously write, or do you take the beat and write, or do you write before you even have anything? Do you take your old poetry or old things that you projects that you did and make some out of it, or what's your process? What's your creation process?
No, when it comes to creating something new, I don't listen to my old music or go off of my old music at all, because what's the point of trying to be creative, you know, come up with something new? I'm a spontaneous writer. I don't have to have a beat for lyrics to come to me, you know, I write first and I look for a beat to go with my lyrics. You know, I know some writers, you know, they like to write as they listen to the beat. But yeah, once I write something, or it depends if someone want me to do a feature or something like that. Of course, I go off the beat or whatever. But yeah, that's how I do it. I'm more of a spontaneous writer. I have to be in a certain mood, you know, certain energy, and whatever comes to me, if I'm feeling it, I write it down so I won't forget it.
So what's your mood? What gives you the mood or the energy? Or you know what I'm saying? What's your? When I write, I like to go get me some parmesan and sit down and put some candles in the room, put up all the lights. You know what I'm saying? What's your, do you have to have? Is there a mood that you want to be in so you can do what you do?
Yes, I mean, you know, I'm a marijuana smoker, so that puts me in the mood. I drink a little bit of wine, but Yeah, also, most of my previous music releases was based on life lessons and life experiences, and I feel like I've given enough of that. So now, you know, I just pull out of Moneybagg, yo. I listen to a lot of The Baby, Rick Ross, stuff like that. So I vibe with their music a little bit, and if something comes to me, I write it down. So, yeah, that's part of my creation process.
Okay, I can dig it. Now, on the studio, in the studio, or on the stage, which one is it? Do you get the same feeling? Is there a different vibe? I know when you go to the studio, it's a different vibe. I know when you're on the stage, it's a different vibe. But are you comfortable doing either one over the other? Or do you get some butterflies in your stomach in the time you're doing both?
When it comes to in the studio, no, because I go prepared. I have no reason to be nervous. Whatever I'm going to record is already written, and I damn near have it memorized, you know, so I be ready when I get in the studio. And it's kind of like the same thing with my performances. You know, I practice weeks before my performance, you know, to get myself ready physically and all of that. So, you know, I just have a little nervousness. But it's definitely not as much as it used to be when especially my first performance. So yeah, you know, it's the same with me. You know, I like to prepare myself for both. I like to be prepared.
When you went into the studio the first time, how did it feel?
Oh, now I definitely had butterflies, and I was surprised in myself. Though, because that was my first time ever recording or even stepping in a recording studio, which was on my birthday in 2017. You know, I did that as a birthday gift for myself. And so, yeah, I was nervous, but I did good, you know. I wish I could have done better, but I did good. And that experience has helped me be better and helped me notice, you know, what I can work on and, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay, I can dig it. Hey, Remedy, let's get into this this song I have right here. It's called I Know.
Oh,
Yes, I know. That was my second single.
You want to go ahead and introduce I Know?
Yes, everyone, this is my single, I Know, by Whitney.
Let's get it in. That you're doing. I know you got some things that you want, you know, that you're trying to do on the side. You know, I got two jobs. I got three jobs. So,
okay.
So I know an artist like yourself, Miss Creative over here, Miss Beautiful, what you got going on besides Smokehouse Entertainment and rapping?
Well, in the coming year, I plan to get into working with other artists, mainly promoting them, and that's what the Remy Effect originally is, a promoting company for other artists, and you know, to help push them and get them to the level that they want to be in.
Okay, you did say that before this, you did the Remy Effect. Okay, now.
Yeah.
All right, so if I'm an artist, I need some promotion. Mm-hmm. How am I going to get in contact with Miss Remy Effect? Are we calling in to talk to? Are we hitting up Remedy or Remedy Effect when we trying to get this? Or is it both the same? And I'll
Remedy is my name. Yes, Remedy is my name, but the Remedy Effect is the name of my promoting company.
Okay, so how can the people reach you? Go ahead and give us your Facebook, your Instagram, anything
that's
not personally. They won't.
You can find me. Yeah, we don't want no stalkers. No stalkers. you can find me on Facebook under the Remedy Effect. Remedy Effect, don't so many people got that name, so I'll be the first face to pop up. On IG, it's the_Remedy. The spelling of that is R-E-M-I-D-E-E. And, that's you can find me on social media. And you can always reach out to Scotty, too, because Scotty's going to be, promoting with me also. So, yeah, there's if people wanting me to do anything like that, like I do promo videos, also modeling of your brand or whatever clothing that you have, stuff like that. Any way that I can help an artist, promote an artist, that's what I'm going to be doing for a certain fee, of course.
So is it just artists or is it just anybody that need promotions or are you have a focus?
Yes, right now it's just artists. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. I can dig it. So we have to look up Ms. Remedy and we have to support Ms. Remedy Effect and we have to support everything that's going on.
Right, feel welcome to follow me on all my social media. I'm not too much of a Twitter head. I'm starting to get into Twitter, but mainly you can find me on IG and Facebook, Remedy.
And we can find your music on all the platforms, Amazon, Apple, Google, YouTube. Videos out here?
Yes, I do. On YouTube, I have 3 visuals. On YouTube so far, and all of my performances are available on the Smokehouse TV YouTube channel.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, I would like to play this song called Overdose.
Okay. That's someone off of my project, my EP Pressure, I released early this year.
And that EP came out April 2020.
Yes, I'm featuring my homeboy Cord Ross on Overdose.
Okay, we're gonna play Overdose, but before we play Overdose, Ms. Remedy, let me ask you a question.
Okay, come on with it.
2021 is going to be, I think, a spectacular year. If you had anything that you could take from 2020 with you, what you bringing with you?
I got to say my strength and the things I've learned from experiences of this year. Yeah, that's what I'm bringing with me.
That's what's up, man.
I feel a growth in myself. In 2021, I plan to showcase that in my music and features or whatever else, that I'm doing. So, yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into this Overdose. Why don't you go introduce that right quick?
Everyone, this is my song, Overdose, featuring Cord Ross.
Yeah. It's about that time. The Remedy. Cord Ross. Can't get it. Can't get enough. Of my love. Going too far. Baby, you overdose.
you saying you need me, now you begging for it. You gotta have some more. I tell them, baby, don't overflow your cup. You tell me, calm down, I'ma handle your pretty ass. You bad as fuck. Okay, that's what's up. Well, let me fill your cup and take you on another level. I know there's gotta be more than love. There's more than just the fuck. Ain't nobody got nothing on us. This that butter love, baby. And yeah, I know I dropped you crazy. This that Remy effect. I'm not your average lady.
Can't get enough.
Can't get enough. Something I can't deny. I want that good love like Anita Baker say morning, noon, and night. And now you're on your second shot and about to lose it. Mind blown, this shit's so exclusive. Making love to you with my mind. And once I touch you, it's going down. You moaning my name is the only sound that I wanna hear. I'm so addictive, you can't refuse me. This the real shit that I'm introducing. I'm nothing like the others, don't confuse it. I got your heart, baby, I won't abuse it. I'm the remedy, you should use it. So let's get high and make love to music.
Can't get enough.
Miss Remedy overdose.
Yes.
I said, love, baby. What's going on? What's going on? All so different types of vibes. Go ahead, baby. All
so
different types of vibes coming up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, Miss Remedy, but all type of vibes coming from you, baby. I can dig it.
Already.
Already. Miss Remedy, any why you out here? Why in your journey? You know why you in your journey? You have any special memories? Why you going through this process?
Special memories. My first performance. And meeting other artists. Every showcase or music event that I go to, I meet different people, and they might be a hip-hop artist like myself, but they have their own kind of character and stuff like that. And meeting certain people, I always keep that in mind, and I think that's one of my favorite memories in this journey is the people that I've met. And it's a handful of people that I, you know, keep in mind. But yeah, I gotta say that's my favorite memory, meeting other artists.
I'm going to let you know now, it might seem like it's a lot of people doing this, and it is a lot of people doing it, but it's not a lot of people doing it, you know, so you're going to meet them same people one day in the future. Them people, they're going to come back around like man, might be some years from now, it might be next year, might be next month, but man, you're going to meet them same people. If they really trying to do it, they're going to always try to do it.
Yeah, I see some of the same people at, you know, the events that I've been doing. All of us have been a part of the same thing. So, yeah, you're right about that.
And let me ask you now. Now's the time. Do you have anybody you want to give a salute to? Do you have anybody that you want to say thank you for being there for me, man? Thank you for having my back. Appreciate you. Go ahead, get your shots out, baby.
Yes,
course, I want to give a shout out to God for even putting me on this path and, you know, the people that he has placed in my path. A shout out to my manager, the CEO, Scotty Pimpin, for believing in me. Shout out to all my fans and my real supporters. And, yeah, I want to thank you all. Keep doing what you're doing and stay tuned in with me because more is coming.
Okay, and I think we covered it, but can you one more time tell the people what you got coming out next?
Yes, and also shout out to you. Yes, I have a new single I will be releasing the beginning of 2021 called What You Want. So y'all stay tuned to that too. It's produced by my homeboy D4. He's a producer here in the Delta. So yeah, y'all stay tuned for that.
Okay, well. I really, really want to thank Ms. Remedy for coming through and hollering at us at Studio 73. Thank you for stopping by. And we're going to play this grind. And Ms. Remedy, go ahead and introduce that grind.
Okay, thank you for having me, sweetie. And this is my song, Grinding. Y'all vibe with me.
Yes, yes. We're going to see you next time. This is Studio 73. I appreciate you very much, Artisan Drew. Remedy. We out.
Yep, that's what's up.
Studio 73. It's your man, Zaza Drew. I would like to really, really appreciate and say thank you to Ms. Remedy for coming through, man, hollering at us in the studio, giving us her time and all of her conversation, her effort, and her really, 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 really great, great, great personality, man. So let's get back into this music, man. Let's do a three. Yeah, I don't know. Should we do a three? Yeah, let me see, man. Hold on for a minute. Let me see what we're going to do. Yeah, I think we should do a three play. Let's do a three play, man. Come on.
Became a lesson. Overmax confidence, dealing all alone. Mafia approach to stores more alone. Grown man status, the hater just gotta deal with. I don't need you. My records come with a sales pitch. Mind over all. Discipline, I harry that. Never carried inside. Focus on work drive. No time for time wasters. Go to my city plus favorite. Please hate it. Magazines like 10 times. Ask Google about mines. Ask the fans about mines. No static connection, I connect fine. hip hop 89. See, I'm the inspiration of risk takers. Suicide bars, haters got wrist waiting. Music, I lie 100, no downgrading. Peso best ever, music's hope waiting. Echo. Alright, let me go back into your mind. Everybody is copying everybody. Detroit's flow or Future's vocal party. No creative creators, just money baiters. A million streams is 5K out the basement. Imagine a million copies. These record labels are stressed, so they changed the market. Peso is a stress. I sell regardless. 500 per day. Look, my own market. My fan base is luxury to my product. Cooking up science, so later I sell the knowledge. Illmatic playing in my headphones. I can't even hear these hip-hop clones. Entire music business is a broken home. Doesn't bother a god, I just control the zone. Feel normal basis to most, I just embrace it. Y'all can't take it. I ain't rapping, I'm speaking to hard workers. Can't be lazy and complain it's not working. Super Soul Saturday. And my city was the best day. Straight classic for the masses. Had to be aggressive with my passion. Yeah. Super Soul Saturday. I'm gone.
Okay, let's start over. What happened?
My wife's car broke down, so she took my car. She would clean my car out, and she found your CD, and there was 67 of your CD in my car.
67 albums.
67.
I had no idea I dropped that much.
Mangoes, sleeping on witches and bandos. Bandos, gotta keep on thumbing. Got racks in the state, keep food in my stomach. Shorty up a pussy, but I still want money.
Want me blow it in the wind, going live from the roof. Shot up like flag around my head, no 2x2 blocks. All a nigga need is one shot. Get to the paper, I'ma run it to my hot top.
Cocktail driven by 4 or 5 minutes. Tail getting hard, gotta keep on thumbing. Got racks in the state, keep food in my stomach. Shorty up a pussy, but I still want money.
Re-up and stay out the way. Re-up and stay out the way.
Re-up and stay out the way.
What it do is what it do. This is your man's Artist and Drew, Studio 73. I'm glad y'all hanging out with me. That was your man's Mr. Mookie Montana. We had Peso Best Ever. And before that, Miss Shorty 48. Man, I'm so glad I do this, man. I can do this every day of my life. So, what I really want to know is how y'all feel about tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? You got through your day. You woke up today, you did all your things that you was trying to do. Did you make it through, really? Are you feeling depressed? Are you feeling sad? Are you down, lonely? Well, if you are, man, find somebody to talk to. Don't just keep it in to yourself. Don't take all the burdens on the world on you. You know what I'm saying? We all like to build our little blocks and our little houses, man, and we like to build them walls and keep everybody away from us like they're going to hurt us or they're going to kill us. But sometimes we the worst enemy to ourselves is by our own seclusion. So don't seclude yourself, man. Get out here in this world. Be a part of it. Don't just be here. Be here for a reason. So you don't lose nothing in the process.
Oh, Scar, just you.
I'm thinking about being with you, baby. You're all I think about lately. And I can't get you out of my dreams. Thinking about being with you, baby. You're all I think about lately. And I can't get you out of my dreams. I wanna make you scream.
Yo, I'm trying to live the life of the rich and famous, you know. Be well known for my entertainment. But when you around, I kinda lose it, can't tame it. Hear the sounds of a lion that's on the prowl. God, I'm saying, oh shit. Got to have a bit. If I don't get it, I'm blocking all your numbers, your brothers, cousins, and your mom too, shit. Don't turn it around on me. You know you wanna hit your knee. Have me turn it around, get a peek at the people, not me. I'm African queen, Miss Portuguese. Gonna see a Siamese, gonna stop off me. Feeling like Moby on Bobby. Grab your back, won't get sloppy. No flopping, we keep it, no stopping. Like M.O.B. to Semabe. Don't piece your head on a job and there's no man like my man. But try it.
I'm thinking about being with you, baby. You're all I think about. And I can't get you out of my dreams. I wanna make you scream. Ooh, wait, wait. I'm thinking about being with you, baby. You're all I think about lately. And I can't get you out of my dreams. I wanna make you scream. Ooh, wait,
Scars, just you.
Hey, this is Man's Arts and Juice, Studio 73. Thank y'all for participating, tuning in, listening. We're going to do it again next week. Next week, we got some more stuff to cover, man. Some more people to talk to. Some more shit to listen to. I hope you love me. I love you back. Love you, too. Doing it again. Studio 73 and your man's Artisan Drew. Later.